Yeah, we have a dental officer down.
Trustees, I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. Time is 10:08 a.m. It is April 24, 2017, and we are on day 24 of the HUMCA session. Congresswoman Whitehorn, would you render a morning prayer for us, please?
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings, and we thank you for the beautiful springtime weather that we're receiving right now and all the rains. We just thank you, and we consider it a blessing, Lord. We just ask that you be with us today and just lead us and guide us and let us be able to have open eyes and see the truth of matters and make good decisions, Lord. I just pray that you be with each and every person that is going through sorrow, grief, sickness. Just comfort them and be with them as only you know how to do, and be present for them. Just bless our elders and just make us be aware and have kind hearts toward our elders and show them respect and visit with them and be with them. Lord, I just ask the same for our children, that you just keep it in our hearts to be good examples and to teach and to lead them, Lord. They're precious gifts from you, and we just pray that we'll always be mindful of that, Lord. Just be with us again as we go about our day. All these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Superman.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
What's here?
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Declare a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 20th. Congressman Mason.
Page 9, just on the tally of the vote made on the first part of the top of the page 9, said 11 yeas and 0 nays. We have 2 abstentions on that.
The motion to confirm. 11 yeas, 0 nays. The one before that motion to confirm was 10 yeas, 0 nays, and 1 abstention.
Well, I count 10 yeses and 2 abstentions.
One says absent and one says abstain.
We're looking at page 9?
Yes. There's 10 yeses.
2 abstentions?
One says absent and one says abstain. I've done the same thing. So.
Thank you.
Congressman Walker.
On page 6, it's got a 12 yea, 0 nay. There was one absent on Thursday.
Okay. Thank you.
approve the journal as amended?
Questions made and seconded, discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The journal for April 20th has been approved. Reports of select committees. Congressman Maker?
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, those in attendance. The membership committee met on bill number ONCA 1765, an act to amend the Save the Nation Membership Act 21 ONCA sections 1-203 and 1-209, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Presiding officer was Congressman Archie Mason. Final committee action, there's no recommendation. Voting yes was Maker, Whitehorn, and Mason.
Congressman Mason.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, advance bill number ONCA 1765 to third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor with a second to advance. There's no discussion on a rule.
Is there an amendment?
Yeah, I have an amendment.
No, there's no amendment. This would place ONCA 1765, the bill that was just reported out of the membership committee, to third reading on today's agenda. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Superdome.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place bill number ONCA 1765 on general order day 2, and amendments can be proposed on today's agenda.
Second. Motion on the floor, second. Rule suspension, no discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
No.
Would you please mark Congressman Maker as a no? Yes. And 1765 is now on general order day 2 on today's agenda. Reports of standing committees. Congressman Supernall.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met to consider ONCA 1730, an act to amend to protect and provide for the conservation and management of wildlife to require owners and fishermen to obtain licenses and permits to hunt and fish on Osage land, to establish wildlife offenses and provide for civil and criminal penalties. The sponsor was Alice Buffalohead, co-sponsor Shannon Edwards. The final committee action was to pass as a committee substitute with amendments with yes votes. Supernall, Whitehorn, Tillman, Maker, Pratt, and one absent, Shaw. Also, we considered resolution number ONCR 1723, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2017 as amended, sponsored by House Buffalo Head. The final committee action was to pass with five yes votes from Cupidon, Whitehorn, Tillman, Magda, and one absent, Shaw.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place bill number ONCA 1730 and ONCR 1723 on today's agenda for third reading following resolution.
So there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of second. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to place ONCA 1730 and ONCR 1723 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to place ONCR 1723 and ONCA 1730 on general order day two on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Okay. Introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions? We're now on general order day one, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Morning, everyone. ONCA 1767 is an act to amend 3 ONC section 5108 to limit the original jurisdiction of the Osage Nation Supreme Court to the questions stated by petition or by motion to remove, to prohibit expansion of the questions, to require Osage Nation Supreme Court to give parties equal opportunity in briefing when setting briefing schedules or rules of briefing, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Attorney Van Curry.
Yes, sir. Congresswoman Walker.
So if this bill advances to general order day two and its natural progression, will that show up on our next, on the next special session agenda, or is that, that would be in the next?
Regular session.
Regular session.
Okay. Are you? Would you still like the floor, Congressman, or?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. General order day two.
Move to recess for 15 minutes for the purpose of preparing amendments.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We will take a brief recess to, for amendments.